It was forecast as one of the largest storms in American history, and yet some New Jersey citizens still stood their ground.
Mandatory evacuation, by the time it came in, unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of options.
That's because Taya Anderson and her husband had waited too long.
Everybody was begging us to get out, like our families. My husband's family in Ohio was like screaming at us and hanging up on us, like, get out, get out.
But then she heard the hurricane was speeding up, which meant less time for the storm to do damage.
The only crash we heard of the whole night was the first table falling over. After that, the water just sort of gently mixed it all around and, you know, made a big hodgepodge of stuff. We knew the house wouldn't fall at that point. We'd made it through the worst of it.
But thousands of others didn't. They lost their cars, their furniture, and even their homes. But Anderson says,
it's just stuff. It's so stupid. But everybody lost so much more, so many like photos and memories and stuff that you can never ever get back. That's going to be hard. Ours was really just furniture. It was stuff. It doesn't mean anything.
She says what does matter is how people pulled together.
This is a community. This is a town. This is a town that cares about other people and sticks together, and everyone pulled through.
Neighbors helping neighbors. Anderson says that's common here.
Somebody got hot water and they had showers. They put on Facebook, I have hot water, come take a shower.
Still, Anderson can't help but look back at how lucky they were.
We were worse than stupid. We were idiots. We took our children's lives into our hands, and I'll never do that again.
Because next time, they may not be as lucky. From Monmouth Beach along the New Jersey shore, Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.